My name is John Erling. Today's date is February 24th, 2010. And Julius, state your full name, please.
My name is Julius Pegues. I was born in Tulsa, Oklahoma, at Moton Hospital, May the 5th, 1935.
Your present age is?
74.
Where are we recording this interview?
At the Greenwood Cultural Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Your mother's name?
Patella Latimer Pegues. And my father's name is Alan Pegues.
Where was your mother born and raised?
My mother was born in Anderson, South Carolina. And my mother was one of 13 siblings. She had two older brothers that were educated at Tuskegee Institute in Alabama. Her oldest brother had married a young lady from Tulsa named Sylvetta Wright. When he returned from World War I, he came to Tulsa and married. He was here during the race riot. He had also encouraged my mother's second oldest brother to move from Arkansas over to Tulsa because there was a lot of opportunity in the building industry. And they had just completed the Mount Zion Baptist Church when the church was subsequently burned down 6 weeks later during the race riot.
1921 race riot.
All of my mother's brothers were graduates of Tuskegee Institute, and all of her sisters attended Tuskegee also. My mother was the only child in her family that did not attend Tuskegee Institute because her mother was ailing and my mother stayed to take care of her.
How did your mother make it to Oklahoma?
My mother came to Oklahoma about 5 months after the race riot. My grandfather was a carpenter also. And my mother's oldest brother urged my grandfather to bring the family to Tulsa because after the race riot, there were plenty of job opportunities and a lot of work to be done, which wasn't the case back in Anderson, South Carolina. So my grandfather moved the whole family to Tulsa, Oklahoma in October of 1921.
Your father...
My father was born in Arkansas, over at Locksburg, Arkansas. My father was one of six siblings. Ironically, my mother is a twin, and my father is a twin, and there are no twins in my family, okay? But my father came to Tulsa in about 1927, or so, from Locksburg, Arkansas. He had lived down in Texarkana, Texas. He just heard about Tulsa, and he caught the train and rode the train all the way to Tulsa.
What did he do as a living?
My father started out as a cook at the old Cecil Hospital down on Elgin Street. That's a long time ago.
Hospital?
I think it was Cecil Hospital. It was right down on Elgin Street, about 8th and Elgin. I might have the name wrong, but I think that was the name of it.
And so he
was
there.
A cook at first. My father was very adept at repairing cars, and, you know, he was a mechanical sort. He eventually ended up working for the Tulsa Winch for, I think, 38 years. And during the wartime, he built the biggest winch that Tulsa Winch built for the Army.
Explain what a winch is.
A winch is a mechanism that they put a cable around, and it's used for hoisting things and pulling things. They had these winches installed on all of our tanks and all of our heavy trucks, and my father built the biggest one. He built one per hour, 10 hours a day, 6 days a week. The owner of the Tulsa Winch was H.L. Prey. H.L. Prey was a Tulsan, And when H.L. Prey sold the Tulsa Winch to Vickers, he had a clause in there that they could not lay off two individuals who had been with him since he started, and that was Lonnie McCoy and Alan Piggy Sr.
Did you have brothers and sisters?
Yes, I have 7 brothers and sisters. I have 2 brothers older than I am and 1 sister. And I have 2 brothers younger than I am and 3 sisters. One of my sisters passed away before she was 2 years old.
Where in Tulsa did you live?
On the north side. I lived at 768 East Queen Place. That's between Midland and Madison in the 700 block of Queen Place. Queen Place is 3 blocks north of Pine Street.
What do you remember about those days as you were growing up?
I remember a lot about those days. I attended elementary school at Dunbar Elementary School, and I started the school when I was 3 years old because they had a special program in our elementary school that some of us started the school when we were 3 years old.
Well, that was unusual, wasn't it?
That was unusual. I just had an enjoyable elementary school time. My teachers were just wonderful. John Hope Franklin and I laugh when we see one another because we can remember our elementary school teachers now. That's how much we enjoyed elementary school because we really had some good teachers.
John Hope Franklin was a classmate of yours?
No, John Hope Franklin was older. John Hope Franklin graduated from Booker T. Washington High School in 1930 with my uncle, Fred Latimer. I graduated from Booker T. Washington High School in 1953.
Okay, but he remembered some of the same teachers?
Yes. John Hope Franklin could name all of the teachers that he had in elementary, junior high, and high school. And I can do the same thing.
But many of them were the same.
Some of them in the high school were the same teachers that I had. I had none in the elementary or junior high.
Where did you go for junior high?
George Washington Carver Junior High School at 628 East Oklahoma.
All right. Out of Carver, you go to Booker T. Washington.
Right.
For 4 years.
No. I only went to Booker T. Washington High School for 3 years because back then the grade schools were pre-K to 6th grade. Junior high was 7th, 8th, and 9th, and high school was 10, 11, and 12.
Tell us about Booker T. and your experience there.
Oh, just a great high school experience. I think we must have had the best high school faculty in the country. Because we had excellent science teachers, we had excellent English teachers, and we had an athletic program for those sports that we participated in that was second to none. We are one of the teams that went undefeated here in the state of Oklahoma when I was a senior in high school.
In 53?
53.
And you graduated in 53?
In 53, and I was the valedictorian of my high school class.